Well, gee, it's only 10 o'clock. Where do we go from here, Lord? Except to begin to put into practice something along the lines of what you're speaking. Let's take a little season here, a little few minutes, to pray for prayer. Pray that it becomes the soul of the matter, the foremost object of our concern, and that we raise our prayers with a note of apology for neglect. And that, Lord, we have been affected by the spirit of the world, the spirit of utility, that we're willing to invest if there's a visible return. But communion is exactly the opposite. It does not seek for a benefit. It's giving you what is your due because you're God and because we are creation. So forgive us, my God, if our prayers ceased when they should have begun. And for being slothful like these disciples in the garden, that while you agonized in prayer unto sweating drops of blood, they slept. So precious God, forgive us neglect, a wrong sense of value, and give us a grace, Lord, to desire to seek you in that early morning time and to bear the foolishness of it, which the enemy will try to persuade us makes that activity vain, and in which we will nevertheless persist, whether or not we sense your presence and acceptance of our devotion, because you're deserving, Lord. Give us hearts that come to you out of adoration as we increase in the knowledge of you and of your way, the mystery of it, and the privilege of our participation. And even now, my God, we want to give you a first down payment of what we hope to structure into our daily life as the central act of our souls. For your sake and for Israel's sake, and for the kingdom that comes with their restoration, in Jesus' name. Okay. Speak to the Lord out of your heart about prayer as communion, and transact with him and covenant with him. Agree with him about it, asking all grace, and he'll heed you.
Lord, I don't know where to start or how to start. Except for your grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Help me in my destitution.
Thank you, Lord. We acknowledge that even our fellowship has suffered for the want of this devotion. Because we have not had this organic communion with you, our own communion with each other has been shallow and not at all as impressive as the world's fraternities, and as an embarrassment, my God, because you called it to be the expression of your kingdom. And that we have lived so long with this shallow kind of fellowship that is only merely humanly cordial, that we think it normative. We have not been jealous for the reality of the kingdom in our fellowship, Lord. We have not esteemed that fellowship. We have not been able to be to each other in an organic way what we ought, to be supportive and encouraging and a blessing, an exchange, a sharing of deepest heart and soul, because we have not first come to you in that way. So forgive us, my God, for the one neglect is for the other, and help both, my God, to be restored, we pray, that the church might be the church, the Zion of God, out of which your deliverance comes.
I come to you with broken heart. Spirit knows the truth of all that I have said. And my heart just yearns for that closer walk with thee, for that communion with thee. And my heart, I cry out for your intervention. The Spirit is more than willing, but the old clay house, Father, so overwhelmed with the cares of the world. I ask for your intervention, because I know not how to bring it to pass, because of the sheer weakness of the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
Will you intervene, I pray, and make a way where I can't see, I make it the path straight. I just come with a heart that's willing and yearning and knows the truth of it and wants the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
And Yeshua's most precious name. I thank you for hearing my
Lord, this is going to require a Levitical ruthlessness against our flesh. We'll have to be on the Lord's side with a sword strapped to our side, but the one whom we will slay will be ourselves. Laziness, sloth, indifference, self-satisfaction, selfishness itself, doubt, unbelief, lack of a devotional heart because we're enamored with ourselves. We're caught up with our own flesh, our own reality that is more compelling than yours. We're going to have to be ruthless, Lord, against ourselves. And we've not been trained for that. We've not been encouraged to that. We've been encouraged to self-adulation, self-caressing, what we wear, what we put on, powdering our noses and aftershave lotions and underarm deodorants and all of the comforts for our flesh and being, rather than to be ruthless. And so, Lord, give us a passion of the Son who exercised that ruthlessness against his own flesh unto death, that we, for a much lesser requirement, will be able to find you in an early morning time, however inconvenient, and not measure it. The time is up. I've read so many chapters. I've done my duty. And that we've turned devotion into a religious exercise that renders it no longer devotion. So come, my God, the cross, the power of the cross against the flesh that wants to stay in bed, against the flesh that doesn't want to pray, against the flesh that has other thoughts for itself of a better use of the time. Oh, Lord, my God. We need you, my God. We need you, precious God. We need your aid, your strength, your help, your power, your overcoming life. And therefore, we thank you for the cup and for the bread daily to renew the covenant and the gift of life through covenant to do these very devotional things against which our flesh would otherwise shrink. It's all together, Lord. And you took out that communion this morning. And now, hearing this and the requirement for Israel's deliverance, we're all the more impressed and grateful for the things that you have made available to us, that we might be the church in your authority to deliver this one who has been harassed since childhood, even Israel, your people, in Yeshua's name.
Lord, I thank thee for the time I spend in your presence, in communion with you, and you bless me by speaking to me, calling me by name, and setting me free from bondages. But Father, I come right now and repent of the times when I have been lazy, which are more often than the times when I've been obedient.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, forgive me for the, for my lackadaisical, self-centered selfishness of not coming to you at the beginning of a day when I've lain awake in bed and have pondered the things of the day and not even given you a thought. yet you still speak to me from time to time, Lord, and I thank you for that. There is so much more that you require of me. But I can only receive that. As I bow my knee and come to you and commune with you as my Father, my Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Help me, Lord, to diligently seek your face, and to read your word, and to fellowship with you.
Teach us the disciplines, Lord, of ordering and structuring our day aright, of shutting it off to go to bed earlier that we might get up earlier, shut off the TV set, shut off needless small talk and chattering and dissipating away the time that should be spent in rest that would enable an earlier rising with an alertness appropriate to devotion. So, Lord, you're calling for discipline, which is good, and it has been lacking. Thank you, Lord. We've been slothful, indifferent, and too casual. We didn't feel and realize that there's an issue at stake of an ultimate kind. Israel's redemption, your coming, your kingdom, and your glory. And we thought we can just kind of drift through life and more or less get by. And so we thank you, my God, that you have set the issue of devotion in the context of the eschatological conclusion of the age, where it belongs. And it was for the want of that context that we did not see its importance and therefore neglected it. So we thank you for the correcting of our view by what you're setting before us today in the issue of Israel, because you're the all-wise God. And you know that if it were only for our own sake, we would not extend ourselves. But when it comes for the sake of your people, their restoration, which is the issue of your glory, then we are willing for whatever sacrifice true devotion requires. And it does require sacrifice, or it's not devotion. That, therefore, does Paul add, after he finishes giving us his great statement on the mystery of Israel and the church, Romans 12, and therefore, I beseech you, brethren, make of your bodies a living sacrifice. Discipline it. Put it under. Bring it up in the early morning hours before the Lord. Not sleepy-eyed and a mouthful of sawdust, but clear, alert, rested, and giving the Lord the best and the first of oneself at the commencement of the day. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're a great God, Lord. Thank you, my God, for this time of restoration of those things that have fallen away and need again to be recognized and established. We bless you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. May the Church of New Zealand be what was my first impression as I shared this morning with a brother in coming to this country some 20 or more years ago, that I could say to Americans upon my return, if ever I would say in my world travels that there's one nation that can be called a Christian nation, it's New Zealand. But I have not been able to say that in recent years. But may I be able to say it again, Lord. This nation that you have designed and called and given to its a principal city, the name Christ Church, may it be a foremost example to the church of the world of what the church ought in itself to be. So that these saints, my God, are a remnant and a nucleus of something much greater than themselves, and you're giving them the privilege, as we prayed early this morning, that we might hear from heaven real speaking, Lord, even though it makes of us the greater requirement. You're speaking and you're requiring. We're hearing and we're saying yes and thanking you for the privilege. Thank you, my God, that these messages are appointed for the Church of New Zealand is something, my God, special and out of your heart of wisdom. Let nothing fall to the ground and every fragment be taken up for Jesus' sake.
Sensing your heart, that your sovereign purposes, Father, would stand firm, Father. And Lord, even Lord, when we come to pray, your word already instructs us that we don't even know how to pray as we ought, because there is your spirit within us. And Lord, that same spirit that Jesus prayed with, that we thank you that we have such comfort that you ever live to make intercession for us. You ever live to make intercession for us. Lord, we thank you that you are the Alpha and Omega, and you stand with us even now to strengthen us. Lord, it was you who I'm reminded of, prayed for Peter, that his faith would not fail him. It was you that strengthened Peter. Lord, you are the rock. Father, Peter stood because he stood on you. He found that strength in you. He found his strength in you. And when we are weak, Lord, at times and just weakness, then your power, Lord, comes upon us. And we thank you for this wonderful paradox, Lord, that in weakness, through weakness, we can be made strong, Father, by faith. Lord, because we look to you, we have no other hope. There's no one else we can turn to. Lord, our hearts are open to you. And we say, work in us and work through us. Lord, establish your kingdom in us and teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. May the invisible God, Lord, be made the foremost reality of our life, more real than that which is seen, that we might say with Paul, that seeing the things that are invisible and eternal, seeing the invisible weight of glory, it makes our momentary sufferings light and momentary. That something has obtruded on the reality of our flesh that eclipses it. And that is the realm of the things that are unseen and invisible that are made more real than that which is presently seen but will soon enough dissipate away when only the word of the Lord will endure forever. Lord, we want to live from the invisible and eternal realm, and keep us from false realities, from the world and its peddling of images and things that clamoring and contending for our adherence, our allegiance, our devotion, and increase our taste and our affinity for the things that are invisible and eternal and issue from you. May that be our foremost reality, for that reality is indestructible, and it is the reality of realities that makes everything else false and a sham, and enables us to blow the whistle against the world that is putting up a pretense and an act and deceiving and disguising issues for those that are dying, who think that the purpose of this world is gaining and having and enjoying, and have no consideration for the things that are eternal. So may there be a people in the earth, my God, who live by another reality and make that reality known by the expression in their lives of very God. So we thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, help us. Be formed in us, Lord, we pray, that we might know you as you in fact are. Save us from delusions about God as we think he is, but bring us to the reality of yourself as you in fact are, and as we will find you in the time of communion, in Yeshua's holy name. The knowledge of God is all. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I ask that you would forgive me for my pride that sees that I can do it without you, and so I don't run to you in prayer, that I don't run to you to have communion with you, Father. And I ask that your mercy will be upon me and upon us all, Father, that we would know not only in our minds but in our hearts, that I would know in my heart, Lord Jesus, that you are the only one who can help me.
Father, this issue of communion that is so unfamiliar to us, real communion, true communion, We so easily have run to you with our shopping lists.
Yes.
With those things, Lord, that even are legitimate. And yet have lacked to spend that time in communion, just sitting before you, just in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we remember too that we have a decision to make, either for this or against this. We cannot leave here without making one decision one way or the other. Lord, may that be ringed home to us, not just for today or tomorrow, for next month or next week or next year, but every day from here on in. May we take it up as a purpose in our lives to know you in that communion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, and all the ones that people like Spurgeon and I don't know about Forsyth, but I don't know him, but the ones that you have been showing, Lord, they're the ones, and like Smith Wigglesworth and people like that, Lord, they spent time with you, long time with you, you know, that continued time with you. It wasn't, they weren't all zap. You know, they spent time with you. They got to know you. Even to the point where others couldn't even stay in their presence for a long time because the weight of your glory was so great. And so, Lord, you are confirming, I'm sure, to all of us things which you have been speaking to us about prayer. And I thank you for that. I thank you for your confirmation that you are speaking about the things that you have been already speaking and riveting it into us. And so, Lord, please, you know, hold that, be jealous over it for us, I pray, that you would keep those nails in that wood or whatever it is, you know, that will keep it together for us, however long it is for each one of us. You know that you will do that, that you'll be jealous over that for each one of us, your children, because we know that in ourselves we lack much, and we lack knowing you in the way that you want us to know you. And we thank you for the pattern of your devoted son, Jesus, that has been set before us. You know, we thank you for that, and we haven't got words to express it, but we thank you. And we thank you from our hearts.
And especially when we leave her, either to say these things, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and we'll go home, and just hold together, but oh no, hold us so well, especially with her, remind us daily that your devotion of this son, that we can be sons like your son, we are devoted to you, and all that shall be given us.
Come with me. Come with me. Beneath the wings of cherubim. Come with me. Come with me.
Or cut it short or behind.
seek your forgiveness. I have resolve. Put me in that resolve. And know you will come.
Praise you, God. Is it you who is calling?
Yes, yes.
Spirit is strong within me, Lord, but I know I can slash my head. Oh, dear God, you have been waking me early, and I have that choice, Father, and I have chosen my horrible flesh. God, I want to die to the flesh, Lord, to live out of a life you have a dream. And God, we just long to commune with you as you would have us commune with you. Praise you, God. Help us, Lord. Praise to be the ones you have called.
We're jealous, Lord, and envious of that first church. When we read that their adversaries took note of them, that they had been with Jesus, that Peter and John could say, silver and gold have we none, but that which we do have, we give unto you. That the face of Stephen shone like an angel. Lord, at the end of the age, will you do as much for the church as the beginning of the age? Will you again restore, my God, that purity and depth, the preciousness, the reality that that church expressed that made it such an object of contention in their society and opposition because you were made too visible through them? So the church has fallen, my God, grievously from that high standard. And we're asking that it was that it at once was true. Encourage us to believe it can again be true. That we're made of the same flesh and blood as they, my God. And we're asking again for such grace that your reality would be as apparent with us as it was with them. The opening of prisons that are shut up and the performing of miracles and the giving of testimony that men cannot gainsay. So do we bless you, Lord. That you should be glorified as at the end as you were at the first. And you've shown us how the means is to be obtained, not magically, discipline, obedience, worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Grant us every grace to be restored.
We cease to labor with the things of this world. Lord, that we begin to reshape the aims and what we desire, Lord. That we don't have to work so hard to upkeep those things which the world sees fit to have. Father God, that we can remold our minds, Lord, to seek you first, the kingdom of God, rather than seeking first to be like the smiths next door, Lord, or whatever. But Father God, that we might bow our knees down to you. Yes, you as Lord. Lord, to be able to move us away from situations where we're enslaved like bullocks in this world, Lord. Father God, that we could be broken away from that, Lord, and put in a place where we would have time for you, Lord. Make you number one in Jesus' name. Lord, that we could proclaim with one voice together, Jesus is Lord. And in truth, Father God, not in some patsy religious manner.
Thank you, Lord. Remold us, Lord. Mm-hmm. Put us in a position, Lord, where we can worship you, Lord, and have a balanced work. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. In the cool of day. I don't know whether you're aware, but just before dawn, the temperature drops. I wonder if this is when the fellowship, communion that God chose to walk with his creation in the cool of that day. And they hid from his presence. And that is why we're so reluctant to rise in the cool of the day. Just as dawn breaks, before the dawn, are we ashamed?
Thank you, Lord. We're astonished, my God, that you should even desire communion and fellowship with us. What are we, my God, that we should be an object of your love and your desire? You're strange to have such taste. But so be it, my God, and may we provide the blessing for your own soul that you desire in the fellowship with your own sons and daughters. Thank you, my God. If you esteem us like that, how shall we perceive ourselves and each other? So have your satisfaction. You don't have much, Lord, from the earth and the world. You're getting a lot of blasphemy and ugly things, but may you have a little stream of satisfaction for your own soul in increasing fellowship with your saints, whom you love, Lord, strangely. So we bless you for your affection. You can't help yourself. It's what you are. It's your nature. Certainly we don't deserve it. We're not that commendable. But that you find delight in it is a remarkable statement of yourself more than it is of us. So we bless you that this is the way you are, because it's a blessing for us, Lord, that we're so loved. Thank you, my God. Oh, may your heart be gratified more because of these days than before, that its streams of praise and adoration, worship, fellowship will go up, my God, from these islands, because you have addressed us and called us in this way. Thank you, Lord. Oh, may your soul be blessed, Lord. We want to see your soul blessed and your heart warmed. We want you to have some satisfaction, my God, because we know there's so little that is available to you. Thank you, my God. Oh, be blessed, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just pray Lord, that you would open our eyes to see something of the mysterious working, Lord, of your Spirit. Lord, where you say it is you who work in us, both to will and to do, of your good pleasure. Father, it's something that you are doing in us and through us, not even of ourselves, Father. It's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery. We don't understand, but we ask that you would open our eyes just a little more to see what your purposes are, Father, that we might yield, Lord. And Father, even what you put into our hearts, Lord, and I relate so often to Peter, we're in his own strength, Lord. He said he'd follow you all the way. And Lord, you foresaw it, Lord, his failure. And that, Lord, you were able to speak to him and uphold him in intercession and restore him to yourself, Lord, with such tender love and cause him to know that it wasn't he that loved you, but it was you that loved him, and he loved you in return. And everything is what you do, Father, for us in your great love. And Lord, we pray that just like you did with Peter, and just like you did with the early church in the upper room, you brought Peter to that place and you said, when you were young, you went where you wanted to go. and you dressed yourself, but when you were old, another shall gird you and carry you where you could not go. And you said, Lord, you were speaking of the death in which he would glorify you. And Lord, in the upper room, you brought the church, Lord, to that place, Lord, of consecration and covenant with you, where in the upper room, Lord, you gave them the power to lay down their lives. That's what you gave them, the upper room, the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive power from on high to become witnesses or martyrs, Lord. And Father, we are so desperately in need of your Spirit to work in us what you worked in Peter and in that early church, Father, that you may be glorified in your church, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you did not pray for those alone, but also to those who would believe. You said, in me, through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one. Oh my God, the wonder of this, that this is your thought and intention and your desire, Lord. It astounds us, amazes us, but Lord, we believe. Help thou our unbelief. Reach down in your mercy and your grace and work the work in our hearts that enables us to receive of you and to come to you in this way, that the world may know that you've sent your Son. We're unable, Lord, but you're abundantly able, and we state that we're willing. Prove us, Lord.
This is from Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. My darling, in the cleft of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
Given me a heart to seek you. You have blessed me with a desire to get up in the mornings, to love the mornings. You have given me so much. But Lord, I antagonize members of my family because of this, and Lord, I not only want to continue doing what I'm doing, but I want to be up earlier. I want to commune with you, Lord. And Lord, this is going to bring further antagonism. Lord, I know this is becoming a theme, but Lord, this scares me. I have a fear of this, Lord. Lord, I know I need to adapt myself to my husband. I know I need to be devoted and obedient to you. Lord, I struggle with the fine line in this, with the not compromising against you in this. Lord, I just bring the realities of doing this that you have spoken to us about today to you. Because if it can't be worked out practically, each day, Lord, then it's no use to me, Lord. I need to do this the way that you want me to do it. Lord, deliver me from my fears. Lord, help me to stand for you first and foremost and to have wisdom. Lord, I want to spend this time with you. I want to commune with you. Lord, you are everything. I have nothing besides you, and I want nothing besides you, Lord. You have placed this within my heart. There is such a longing for you, Lord. Lord, let it be fulfilled. Do what needs to be done. Just show me the practical outworkings of how to do this. And Lord, help me, deliver me from my fears. In the precious name of your Son, my husband.
And it's not just his will. Encouraging its attitude of mind. How to encourage the backlash and not snap. It's just an attitude of mind, spirit. All that this bit biting about for all of the better world. And then you say, well, I'm not going to make it cake. So they're, you know, these small things. That means so much to you. And the surprising struggle. You know, you think, oh, I've got that one done. Managed to get to him. I just managed to get to you and struggle. Oh, God, that doesn't work. And then I turn around and it bites. The vicious tongue comes. And he answers me, he didn't say anything there. And then bites again and takes everything I've got not to say anything. But it's getting harder. Oh, and harder to be obedient because it's stretching not from the private places, but out to the rest of my family. They're biting too a bit. I'm not sure how to handle that. How to be obedient to you too in the right attitude. Because if I don't get the right attitude, I can't draw them to you either. I see Mum's ratty. Oh, ill talk, because I get so tired. So worn out. That I don't know what to do with myself. And at the end of the day, I'm asking for help, Lord. I do want to love you with all my heart and with all my soul. And also, Lord, I want my family to love you with all their heart and all their soul. But how can they love you when I snap at them too? I haven't got the gift of words to tell them how beautiful you are. And if I, you know, one day I think it's, the struggle's too hard, and I tear my heart from you, oh God, I miss you so much. Help me in my belief, and help me in my obedience, and help me in my tongue. Oh Lord, your voice is so beautiful. And you speak so beautifully, Lord. And you never bite that. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're so beautiful. Your mouth is sweet as honey. You know that there's no honey but your mouth, Lord. And your hand that touches has great cold in it. Great cold in it. And you lean over and touch your life broken hand. How selfish I am. But I can't be any more but selfish. To you is a place of love. Please help us be real with each other. And be gentle with each other. Let everyone have a mouth like yours. It is so beautiful. Let us be compassion to one another. When your church is not compassionate for one another, We bite each other. We cannot help any other. Help us, Lord. Oh, Lord, you brought me to this country that's been hard from the beginning. And the only beautiful one I've seen you is you. I can't bear any more. The loneliness. The great loneliness in this place. The brokenness of this people. The great loneliness, oh Lord, pull the fear upon us. Heal the broken places of our hearts, oh Lord. Reach out on us, oh God. You promised your spirit upon this land. I have been reading and reading, even though they hate me, oh Lord. Bring your revival to me. Restore their brokenness. Restore their vision and the hope that they had when they came here. Restore the peoples of this land, oh Lord. The hope and the vision that you have for this land and the Maori people,
yes,
and the other people, yes. They have a gentle heart, they have a beautiful heart. Let it be so together that we may be one in you. Oh God, I do love you.
Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. We want to see you. We want to see you. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. We want to see you. We want to see you, to see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. O Lord, open the eyes of the hearts of those people here who spouses do not believe. That's my heart's desire, Lord, that you may open their hearts, that they may see you high lifted up, see your shining glory, so that they can say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and there is and who has become. We thank you, Lord, that a man of God, the turn of the last century, a parliamentarian, composed a song that he sang in our parliament of this country, which later on became, much, much later, became our national anthem. God defend this country. So that one day I may be able to go and say, a Christian nation, founded on Christian principles, was lost, but now was found.
I think we can be dismissed to take a careful walk with the Lord, spend the time with him. And my final thought is that he might have occasion again to look down and say again, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Not because we've done something to earn it, but because we are something.
Yes.
So Lord, thank you, precious God. Let your sharing sink into the deeps of the church's foundation and evoke, my God, that for which your own soul craves, the devotion of your saints. Be blessed. Have your heart warmed, Lord, we pray, by your sons and your daughters. even now, as we have the leisure to walk and talk to you, thank you, Lord, for these days. We don't know how to continue, but come and ventilate your heart in full each step along the way, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Okay, bless you.